Hey, welcome. It's great to be with you today. I'm Jordan Rich. You're tuned to Connoisseur's Corner, where we talk about food and wine and dining and trends. With me today, Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, spelled M-A-T-T-S-meals.com, a great site for all this kind of information. Now, the Science Museum is not the place you think of when you think of a chocolate exhibit, but then again, there's a lot of science and food. Tell me about this.
Well, yeah, Boston has a lot of great chocolate things going on. We've talked about the Old Town Tolly chocolate tour, the Langham Hotel's chocolate brunch. The Omni Parker House was the birthplace of the Boston Cream Pie, which, of course, has that amazing hand-dipped chocolate on top. And, you know, we're also one of the hubs of the American Industrial Revolution. So put those things together, and we have chocolate at the Museum of Science. It's running through May 7th, which happens to be my birthday, if anyone wants to stop at the gift shop.
Oh, congratulations.
And they're going to have over 200 chocolate-related artifacts from around the world, special events for Massachusetts school kids, and a special partnership with Somerville's own Taza Chocolate, who will be offering tours as well.
So it suggests to me that there'll be some tasting along the way.
I would think so. I'm sure there'll be things in the gift shop, like I said. But
well, when we think about all the great benefits of, say, dark chocolate, I can see a lot of people going over there strictly for intellectual purposes.
Absolutely, yeah. It's research. It's research.
So it's the chocolate exhibit at the Museum of Science, ongoing through your birthday, May 7th.
There we go.
I think we ought to meet there on May 7th and have a big old chocolate cake with candles.
Sounds good, like
all right.
To me.
It's Matt Robinson. And telling us about what's happening around town when it comes to food and our palates, all part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBEZ News Radio 1030.